Howdy, folks. I'm Mark, and today I'm joined by Jake Martin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to have you here. Landry Smith.
Hello.
Good to have you, too. And Parker Deal.
Good on you, mates.
Okay.
Joining us from the Great Down Under. Thank you all for joining me for this short talk about video games. And you are listening to Quick Play, so let's get into it. So, as the Nintendo Switch life cycle presumptively ends, who knows when that will actually be, there's been talk around if Nintendo should resurrect its old Nintendo Selects branding. So this was originally, some context for you, was started as Player's Choice, which was basically a little extra banner when a game reached a certain sales number. But starting with the Wii, Nintendo started handpicking a few titles to get its Nintendo Selects treatment in new packaging and reduced its price for the Wii from $50 to $20. This was assumably to move a handful of games that had kind of reached their sales potential after they had released. And for instance, the first handful were announced in May 2011, which was, you know, almost 5 years after the Wii released. That continued with the 3DS and the Wii U late in their life cycles, those games being reduced to $20 each, but has yet to be repeated on the Switch. So what we're here for is to think about if Nintendo were to announce a Selects line for the Switch, what games would be on there? And we've made a little game out of this. But before we get there, as a little primer question, I want to poll our panel. Do you think a Selects line for the Switch is actually likely to happen? And what do you think that price point would be? Parker, how about you? Got any thoughts there?
I'll go second question first. $30, I think, in lieu of the $20 historical. Partly because also games were like $50 for a while for Nintendo for full price games and then bumped up to $60 at some point. So they kind of had to keep the $20, I think. But I bet $30 probably. And whether it happens, I go back and forth, honestly. Like, I think there's a lot of pros and cons. And the backwards compatibility of next gen would be the biggest question mark on whether
or not that would kind of counteract
there being a Selects line or not. So I don't know.
Sure enough. Landry, what do you think?
Yeah, I had the same thoughts kind of as $29.99 is what I was thinking with the price point would be for sure.
1 cent cheaper than Parker.
Yeah. Well, they were always $19.99 back in the day. But yeah, I think if next gen is backwards compatible, it would be a really smart decision for Switch, not only to do the Selects line, but also just to do a price drop this summer and get a few more people in the door. But yeah, I think there's a vast library. A lot of these games, some of them have sequels now. So just put and some of those sequels have already been out for a year or two. So put the first one down to $30 and see if you can move a few more units.
Sure enough. Yeah.
I know they don't want to mess their brand up. They don't want to like be the Ubisoft where you know you're going to buy a $60 game and then you're going to get into the Select the next few, 5 months down the road.
Right. But, yeah, exactly.
You know, they've already proven that their prices are going to maintain value for an entire generation. So I think now is an okay time to do it.
100%. Yeah.
I don't have much to add. $30 is the right price point for me as well. I mean, $20 would be amazing, but there's just no way. I think with the Switch 2, you know, soon to be upon us, I would say it would be the perfect time to go ahead and just get a Selects lineup out there. So anybody that's coming over that is new could be like, oh, I'll check out these older Switch titles and pick them up. And that would make sense. Although, I mean, I guess their thought process would be that there's anyone that has a Switch right now is likely to pick up a Switch too. And I mean, they'll get new buyers. I just don't know how many they're going to get from that. So there could be a cost benefit of them keeping their games the same price. Like, we know Breath of the Wild is the best game of all time. We'll just keep that sucker at $60 and you deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know.
I'm in the same boat. I think $30 makes sense. I think it makes sense to do it now. I think $20 would be amazing. Like, that kind of becomes impulse buy at that point. Feels unlikely, but that'd be cool. So, but now we'll get into the main meal of this episode. We are drafting our very own line of Nintendo Selects. So we will each draft 4 games, taking turns in a lightning round draft. Once a game is drafted, it is off the table. That's how a draft works. But a few other ground rules and this mostly matches up with precedent in Nintendo Selects in the line. For number one, They have to at least be published by Nintendo, but does not necessarily have to be developed in-house by Nintendo. So Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is eligible, but Monster Hunter Rise is out. But of course, Miitopia is eligible too. Rule number two is they cannot be the current top 10 bestseller list for Switch, because those games don't need the sales bump. They're doing just fine. So that includes Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Animal Crossing, Smash Bros., Breath of the Wild, Mario Odyssey, Pokemon Sword and Shield, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, Super Mario Party, and new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. Also, Tears of the Kingdom. I just missed that in my outline. So if you wonder why we didn't draft any of those games, well, you didn't listen. So rule number three is they cannot have been released in the last 12 months. So any game released after May 1st, 2023 is ineligible. So that means no Mario Wonder, no Pikmin 4. Sorry, Landry, I know that was probably on your list. But just thinking, those games are still, they still have their time in the sun. And rule number four is they must have a physical release. So by all means, Nintendo could break tradition with the Switch, but we are not today. Any questions on that before we get started and set our draft order? Let's excellent. I've got the random draft order generator here. And then I'll push the randomize. We are going, number one is Landry. Number two is myself. Ooh. And then Jake and then Parker. This will be a snake draft order. So Parker, classic, the last shall be first again. And they will head back towards Jake and then me and then Landry.
I'm so nervous. Okay.
All right, Landry, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. I am going to go with Splatoon 3 for my first entry. I thought about 2, but really 2 is just completely irrelevant now that 3 is out. It's everything that 2 was, it's better. It's been out for over a year now. And I think Splatoon is just right on the cusp of breaking through into like one of those staple franchises for Nintendo that's like Mario Kart-esque, Super Smash Brothers-esque. So I think that if Nintendo was smart, they would get this into as many kids' hands as possible, because, you know, as they grow up and get to that next generation, they've got a special formula, I think, with Splatoon. It's just helping it catch on in America, really, because in Japan it's the hot stuff, but in America it's still popular, but it's not like, you know, it's not a Mario Kart competitor.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a strong pick, respectable pick. I'll go next here as it is my turn, and I feel like there's Splatoon 3 was an obvious one. I feel like this is the other obvious one, but that's Luigi's Mansion 3, being another trilogy pick.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. I have not actually played any Luigi's Mansion game, which is on me.
You don't deserve this. You don't deserve this.
Sorry. But it's like, it's on my radar simply from word of mouth, just of how good it is. And I think about playing it every time the spooky time comes around, because that's about as spooky as I can stomach. I'll get to it eventually, which is why it's a perfect Nintendo Selects. But all right, Jake, you're next.
This one's kind of cheating, but I'm gonna do it anyways. Super Mario 3D All Stars, I think, would be a good Nintendo.
Dagnabbit! I had that in my back pocket. You son of a gun!
It's a weird limited release that, like, everyone's like, "Why did you make this a limited release?" And I just think anyone that's gonna be picking this up for $30, that's a freaking steal. And it makes sense because they're old games. So yeah, why not put it in there? Let's go.
Yeah.
And Nintendo actually did something like that in the Wii era. They released the Super Mario All-Stars for a limited time, and then they brought it back in like a different packaging like a year later.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
It is interesting, too, to think through all this that, like, whereas they, you know, even if they don't do a Nintendo Select, that they could, like, start packaging some games together for one reason or another, just to, like, keep the $60 price point or even $70 price point. But, like, but bundle it so it doesn't like lose that thing, but you're getting a deal, you know, kind of like the like 4 Adam Sandler movies in one sort of vibe.
Why was Adam Sandler the reference? Why was that?
He's the poster child for that for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's doing that better these days. He's kind of showing his acting chops, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our one Adam Sandler reference we get every podcast, apparently. All right, Parker, you are next, and you have 2 picks in a row.
I have 2 picks in a row. I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to start out with Kirby and the Forgotten Lands.
Feels like a really good choice.
That's like one of those games that it is totally worth its price, but it's also like somebody might be, have been burned on Kirby before, but know that, like, I don't know, Kirby's like well respected or whatever, and that like this is a really good one. So like somebody could get it and be like I'm into the Kirby franchise moving forward now if they keep going down this right, because I love that game.
Same.
That is really good.
Nice.
Good. Be good.
So that's my first one.
Round two.
Snaking around. I don't have a specific list. I've just got a bunch of things, and then we're gonna see where we go. Fire Emblem Three Houses.
I had that on my list.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just, it's the top selling Fire Emblem game ever, and like just bump that number up some more. Obviously, got a lot of people in the door that are now going to be fairly invested. Same kind of thing. Like, I feel like a lot of these, the logic is like get people invested on like really good games that maybe didn't like just quite, you know, get the sales potential that they could if they were a little less money.
Good stuff. Good picks. All right, Jake, comes back to you.
Heck yeah. All right.
There's a right or wrong answer.
I'm between two right now, and I'm trying to think which one would be more beloved. I've already kind of gone the retro route. They're both kind of retro in some respect, I guess. I'm going to go ahead and say Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
That's a good one. That's what I was going to pick.
Thought that was a good remaster. People were fond of it, and it feels right at that $30 price point. You know, just that's all I have to say.
That's fair. That's good. That's a good pick. Well, you beautiful fools, let me get away with it. I had my head number one pick, which is Luigi's Mansion. I'm going to go with my heart number one pick, and that is Metroid Dread.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Which I think will easily be in most every top 10 Switch game list when all is said and done. Because I think it reminds everyone why this series has the branding of Metroidvania in its name. I think it's the Metroid game that gives Super Metroid a run for its money as like the pinnacle of the series. And it feels great. It looks great. It's incredibly smooth and satisfying. It was a great, like, the prophecy foretold has been fulfilled moment when it was announced. And so just good stuff and just a great video game. Good stuff. So
it feels like another one of those, like a lot of these feel like ones that people wouldn't buy for one reason or another, like, oh, but it's a 2D game or something silly like that, where it's like, but it's so good and you need to give it a try, and like, but I'd buy it for cheaper, and I was like, well, now it's cheaper, so like, do it.
What, you have no excuse now.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it.
Get to it. All right, Landry, it's finally come back to you, and you got two in a row now.
Right, I'm going to go with a Nintendo published game developed by Square, Dragon Quest XI S, the greatest JRPG ever made, in my opinion. It is a fantastic game. I love it very much, and everyone should give it a shot, even if you don't like it, like Jake.
I like it. Okay, I just said that the protagonist is a piece of bread,
and that is
called the hero. Come on, dude.
Yes, he is. I mean, he's a very Link-like character. He's worse. He's very.
If he's bread, would be the hero.
I don't think he even makes noise. I literally don't know if he talks at all.
Yeah, I can't remember, honestly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but you're never going to forget his haircut.
It's also terrible.
Yeah.
Really bad. And then the second game I'm going to take is The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Ooh. HD.
You ding dong.
Which was a really interesting way to play that game. I think it's the better way to play that game. I think that no matter how you play Skyward Sword, it's a very flawed experience. But there is so much great design in that game, like just the traversal, I thought was really cool. I'm so glad that they moved away from the direction of Skyward Sword and went into like the Breath of the Wild formula, but now that we're like 10 years removed from Skyward Sword, I can look back on it and I think it's a very charming game. So some really cool items too.
Nice. That's true. Okay, well, we have now reached just past our halfway point already. It's back to me, and I am going to go with Super Mario Maker 2, which I think is an unsung hero, even by Nintendo itself, who really stopped supporting it way too early. But it's not like, it needs to be noted, it has just a full-on Nintendo-built 2D Mario game inside it, alongside everything else. And with when they added in the Super Worlds component, where you could just add in world maps to your levels and everything, it just, every so often, it's like a new 2D Mario game comes out by some fan and it goes viral on all the sites and everyone plays it. And it's like, nice. That's my new Mario game for the year. So I think it's a really well done game, and I understand why people don't like it as much as Super Mario Maker 1, but still great to have it out there and want in more people's hands.
Good Jake? Choice. Good choice. Okay. I've got a I got Super Mario, I got Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. Okay. Tough choices on the horizons here. I'm trying to decide how I want to go with this, you know, because there's sorry, I'm taking so long.
Oh, you're good. You can always cut this out in post.
Nope. Leave it in. Leave it in. It adds suspense.
Drum roll.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Super Mario RPG, the remaster remake.
It came out like 4 months ago, bro.
I'm sorry, we have to veto that.
Did it really?
I think so.
Forgive me. I think
like
you're right.
Like five, but yeah.
I'm a giant doofus. Wow, I can't even believe I said that. Just ignore that. Okay. I know one that did not, though. Metroid Prime Remastered. That one came out before, so we'll put that one in instead.
There you go.
That's just the best way to play that game. It's just so freaking good. Anyone that hasn't played it needs to play it, and I am all for keeping that alive and keeping that in people's hands. So get it out there. Game. It's the best Metroid Prime of the series so far. Until 4 comes out, I guess, hopefully.
Do you think that one, because it's $40, they would do it as a $20 one instead?
Ooh, yeah, interesting. They should.
That makes sense. Yeah.
They should.
I mean, Metroid Prime has, with a trilogy and that being a like player's choice or whatever, like, or Nintendo Select, I think, or something. It was like $20 for the trilogy at some point on Wii U, which like that's, or on Wii, I don't know. But like, I feel like that's a good track record of like cutting the price for people to get an opportunity to play.
Yeah. Like yeah. That needs to happen. Yeah. That needs to happen.
Nice. All right. Good. I've got two in a row, I believe. And then I'm closing mine out. So, yes, sir. I don't know that there ever has been a Nintendo Select of this franchise, but new Pokemon Snap. Like, I don't know that Pokemon, by and large, would have ever had Nintendo Select. So that feels a little bit, with the Pokemon Go being stuff, feels a little bit dicey on whether it would happen or not, but feels like another one of those that, like, a lot of people loved it, but a lot of people are just like, it's too expensive or something like that. But it was great. Like, I have very fond memories. We were playing it when my daughter was born. So it's just a nice time.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Yeah, you snapped that pick for me, actually. I was going to take that next because it's actually a Pokemon game that's fun. So
it is. It is a nice
time.
And my last one, this one feels a bit different from the other ones. This one, I would like this to be have a cheaper version so that I would pick it up. Advanced Wars 1+2 Reboot Camp.
Cool.
It's been just barely over. It's been 12 months and a couple days at this point. So by the time it would happen, it would have been 12 months for sure.
Snuck it
but
in.
This one, it feels like it, you know, flew under the radar just because timing right before Tears of the Kingdom, all the just press things, whatever. Just it was a tricky time. But I feel like everything I've heard about is like good stuff. So I'd like to play it, but it would take a price cut for me to bother at this point.
Fair enough. Well, nice. That's a good draft. Jake,
all right.
I want to take your final pick here.
Closing it out. Paper Mario Origami King.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I just, you know, I wouldn't say it's my favorite entry in the Paper Mario franchise, but it's really charming. It's a very like well-made game. It's gorgeous. Set pieces are really cool. Like, settings are fun to be in. Writing is excellent. And I think that's just a great one to pick up and have the price slashed on a little bit. Cause it didn't feel like it was shortchanged in any respect, but it's easier to play that game knowing that it's cheaper for me.
That's fair. Good pick. Okay. I'm stuck between two, the head and the heart here. Okay, I'm going with my heart. And I'm going to hope that ruined my chances. But I'm going with Mario Strikers Battle League, which I think is
a mistake.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
It's not the highest bar, but I think it's the best Switch era Mario sports game. I think it's incredibly good looking. It's kinetic and it's fun. It was not well supported as online, which is a bummer because there was no incentive to play online. There was, but not really. Also being limited to 4 Switches online at a time instead of 8 is weird.
Silly.
Doing a great job hyping this up, but it is now feature complete. You can, all the characters are there, and it's a substantial roster. If you're playing local, like if you're on a dorm room or you've got a large family, it's up there with like Mario Kart and Smash Bros. As far as like great kind of video game literate party games. It is just silly, arcadey soccer fun. Big fan. So,
dude, I got that on clearance at Walmart for $20 the other day.
Holy
and
moly!
It is a great $20 game.
Select.
You got a Walmart. Yeah, basically. You got a Walmart Select.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect. But it's a good game. It is very fun to play. But yeah, just very bare bones. Mine is, if they had a Nintendo Selects, this game will most certainly be on the first wave of Nintendo Selects, because it's one of the most famous Nintendo characters in their pantheon is Donkey Kong Country. Mm-hmm. Tropical
their
Freeze.
Most famous.
Of their most famous characters.
With Funky Mode?
Yeah, with Funky Kong, of
That's
course.
That's extra for the Funky Mode this time. They'd split it out.
Yeah, it's a different game now.
So it's one of my favorite 2D platformers, maybe my favorite 2D platformer ever made. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. I just went like completely psychotic when it came out and almost got the 200%. I'm like, I think I got 197%.
It's a dark place.
It's so hard, but it's such a good game. Yeah. So fantastic. So I think that's a pretty good draft for me.
Well done.
I'm proud of my draft too.
Yeah. All good. Really? Yeah. Overall. Good showing, everyone.
Yeah.
Well, let me run through them real quick so they're in your head, because I need, our time is short before we go. I need to ask you, our dear listener, to vote for your favorite lineup. And that will be, the polls will be up on Twitter and Instagram. Ooh. And in the description, it's a Google form or a poll if you're on Spotify. We'll just mash all those results together and we'll probably keep it open for a week or so. Ooh. And yeah, the winner gets bragging rights. Maybe a Hollow Knight plushie I was talking about off air. So we will see. So you know what you're voting for even right now. Landry's is Splatoon 3, Dragon Quest 11S, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD, and Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze with Funky Mode. Mark Erickson, that's me, has Luigi's Mansion 3. I put it as Luigi Mansions 3. Metroid Dread, Super Mario Maker 2, and Mario Strikers Battle League. Jake has Super Mario 3D All-Stars, Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, Metroid Prime Remastered, and Paper Mario The Origami King. And Parker has Kirby and the Forgotten Land, Fire Emblem Three Houses, New Pokemon Snap, and Advance Wars 1+2 Reboot Camp.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Interesting there. There's a lot of like remasters and remakes, and I think that's an interesting legacy for the Switch. Thank you all for humoring me in this project. But before we go, need to know one name, one game. What are you playing? Jake, why don't you start us off here?
Pokemon Yellow on Delta emulator on the iPhone.
Oh, you dirty, dirty pirate.
We love Katamari. I can't remember what the name of the remake is on Switch, but those games are so fun.
Nice. Farker, how about you?
Me and the girls just beat Princess Peach Showtime tonight.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Fun. I forgot to have an answer.
Wow.
Stardew Valley, probably. Yeah. Thank you all for joining me today. Where else are you out on the internet? Jake, I'm back to you again.
Yep. Just bitblogist on X, BitBloggist.
Very nice. Landry?
You can catch Jake and I on Bitcast. It's a monthly podcast. That's probably the best place to listen to me or find me.
Wonderful. Parker, how about you?
Yeah, on Twitter or whatever, at yes. Parker Deal. I say words a couple times.
There you go. Well, thank you all for listening in. Thank you for following us on major podcasting services. You can find us on the proper socials, Quick Play Pod, and vote for your favorite draft lineup here. But also let us know, what game do you think would be in a Nintendo Selects Switch lineup? But that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for hanging with this extra beefy episode. So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. So long, Avals.